Neil Atkinson, joined by Phil Kitrimalidis, to talk about Andoni Iriola in the context of his time at Rayo Vallecano. Phil does a lot around football, but the thing he is a season ticket holder and a massive fan of Rayo Vallecano. And was, when I said to Phil, do you want to come and talk to me about Iriola? He says, well, you'll know more than me because you'll have watched him for the last 3 years, his teams for the last 3 years. I don't think that's true or fair. But what I do know is that you do know, Phil, about what he did when he was at Vallecano and the journey that he took the club on. It is worth saying he joins when they are a second division side. And now Vallecano are a different beast.
I mean, yes and no. They're still punching above their weight, and in similar kinds of issues. Obviously, their manager that has been at Rayo for the last couple of seasons and achieved amazing things was his number two, Inigo Perez, who was supposed to be his number two at Bournemouth, but couldn't get a work permit. And so he stayed in Spain and ended up doing brilliant things with Rayo, taking him to the Conference League final. Anyway, Neil, you set it up for me, because if you look at me, I'll talk about Rayo the whole time. But yeah, we're here to talk about Iraola more. He's still really loved by Rayo fans, by the way. Like, you know, the Rayo sort of Twitterverse still always was looking out for Bournemouth, always celebrating his successes, always still feeling like he was one of theirs because of what he achieved at Rayo. And you know, he got them promoted and then took them to the semi-finals of the Spanish Cup, only the second time in their history, and just generally left a really, really good mark, not just because he was the kind of person who kind of gets what the club is about. And, you know, Liverpool has the very sort of strong identity and people, you know, a manager has to kind of get what Liverpool is about. And Rayo is similar in that respect. You know, the two clubs are not similar, but in that respect of having a very sort of clear identity and managers kind of having to buy into it, they are. And Andoni, he did at Rayo.